Gawain Murano kept quiet as a mouse. The floor under his parents' bed was dusty, and he struggled to suppress a sneeze. Usually when they played hide-and-seek, his little brother Derek managed to find him in no time, especially when Gawain had one of his sneezing fits. But to be fair, without his brother, Gawain would have been bored out of his mind. The mood in King Aegon and Queen Armana's country house was dictated by prim governesses and soldiers of his father's bodyguard, surly men with watchful eyes who rarely missed anything. From out in the hallway, he heard a smothered cry, ending in a watery rattle. Startled, Gawain jerked up, bumping his head against the wooden lattices of the bed. Gingerly probing the painful spot on his head with his fingers, he kept his eyes firmly on the bedroom door. He could not see much from his hiding place. The bedroom curtains were mostly drawn to keep out the suffocating heat, and a single ray of sunshine with glowing dust motes whirling around inside it slanted across a section of the knotted carpet at the foot of the bed. Gawain bit his lip, suddenly feeling lonely. His parents had just left the house. He would have loved to have gone with them to the temple on the hill where the annual reconciliation ceremony was held. Today was a wonderful day of celebrations, and he knew the streets of Sepura would be teeming with festively decked-out people. He had pleaded with his father to let him and his brother come, but even three attempts and puppy eyes had not gotten his father to relent. The bedroom door opened, creaking, and Gawain's heart started beating in his throat. Two small feet hurried inside, the golden buckles on Derek's shoes shining brightly in the sunlight. He heard a second cry, followed by a heavy thud, as if someone had thrown down a bag of flour. Then a metallic sound. A sword? A helmet? Gawain held his breath when Derek's shoes stopped in front of him. From down the hall, the sound of swift, heavy footsteps approached, followed by a creak of leather and a muted rasp of metal.
Derek, Gawain hissed. Here, under the bed, quickly.
The door crashed open, and Gawain was shocked to see a pair of dusty sandals in the doorway. His father's bodyguards didn't wear sandals. A rancid smell filled the room.
I found one of the brats, a male voice shouted.
Derek screamed and started running toward the window. It took all of Gawain's restraint to stop himself from screaming along with him. The sandals moved inside the room, after him. Derek dropped to the floor. He wanted to try and crawl beneath the bed. Gawain looked straight at his brother. Derek's eyes were wide and terrified, brimming with tears. The man in sandals grabbed the young prince by the legs and dragged him back. Derek screamed again when a calloused hand pulled him up by his hair, and Gawain watched powerlessly as his brother's fair head disappeared from sight.
Yeah, this is one of them, one of the boys, a gentle male voice said from the doorway, but then added more viciously,
You know what we're here for. Get it over with. I'll give you a hand.
Gawain froze when he heard a cry. Derek's voice smothered when a hand was clasped over his mouth. The sound rose in pitch, took on a shrill note, and then broke off abruptly. Blood spattered on the carpet, drawing a freakish pattern. Despite the tears in his eyes, Gawain saw his little brother's body sag to the carpet in front of him and stay there, lifeless.